Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hada-hada-hada-ho, neighbor. Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational show on iTunes. It's the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Great to have you here. November 19, 2014. It's a Wednesday. It's a hump day. It's the day the corporate slaves look forward to because we go over the hump into, I guess, what's perceived as, what, the best part of the week? Thursday, Friday? Saturday, not so much Sunday because you're sitting around with a pit in your stomach worried about Monday. So I guess the other days of the week, really, they're not good. I mean, you wake up on the right side of the ground, but that's not good enough, see? No. It's got to be a hump day. It's got to be TGIF. It's got to be the weekend, baby. You. let me let you in on a little secret here. Before I get real, because stuff's about to get real here on the Everyday Saturday Show. Let me just do a station identification. My name's Sam Crowley. Gave the boss the middle finger May 6, 2005. Quit my job because my daughter wanted every day to be Saturday. Now I have four girls, one of which day 94 in the neonatal ICU. Thank you, Lord, for a healthy baby girl once again for another day. We got her for another day. Oh, but my Wi-Fi's out. My computer crashed. Come on, man. Seriously? You ain't got no problems. You got no problems. All the problems in your life are in your head. And you know who's the cause of all your problems? You are. And even if you're not the cause of some of the problems, maybe one out of 100, take responsibility. Grow bigger than them. Figure it out. So I got a show on iTunes. It's the Everyday Saturday podcast, which we've been doing for a number of years now. Every single day I have shows, 3, 5, 6, 7, whenever I get the hankering to do it. I also speak all around the world. I'm in London next weekend, Palm Springs the following weekend, and Orlando the weekend after that. Got a busy 3 weeks coming up of travel. And then I shut it down for the rest of the year. Because here's the beauty. Some people travel every week. Some people travel every day. Some people don't travel at all. When you're in control of your schedule, you pretty much do whatever the hell you want to do. And when you're adding value, it's pretty cool. It's a great relationship. You know, when you add value and you can control your schedule, you don't have a master, nor are you really the master of anybody except yourself. And I'm going to get into that today because I get to quote one of my all-time faves, Mr. Jim Rohn. And I don't think I've used a Jim Rohn quote in 8 months, man. And that's a shame on me. Jim Rohn had a significant impact on my life when I was in a job searching and searching. And searching, just like you are right now. Maybe you're not in a job, but I know you're searching and you're looking because you found this show while you were searching. I'll probably break this show into two or three different shorter podcasts so you'll be able to listen to them in chunks. But because I got a lot I want to talk about today. And a lot of it is around personal responsibility. And when I was in a job, I used to get up in the morning and I would drive to my job and I would drive home at night. And usually around this time of year in November, the sun doesn't come up until 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. I was already at work. And then the sun goes down 5:30 at night, so it's dark pretty much when I go into the office and when I get home. You know, think about that for a second. As if it doesn't suck bad enough having a job, you got to drive when it's dark and come home when it's dark. I mean, really, the only time the sun's out, you're in an office, so it really doesn't matter. The sun could be down for 24 straight hours, and you'd be none the wiser for 6 months out of the year. Isn't that wild? But nobody thinks about that. We all just kind of walk around like zombies as if, you know, like The Walking Dead. As if all of this is okay, you know, because your parents did it, your uncle did it, your friends do it. It's like we all got to do it. And if you think about the decisions that were made by you, because really when you're 18 years old, whether you realize it or not, those are your decisions and you own them now, okay? So you get an opportunity. The good news is you can go live your life and make your own decisions. The bad news is You're going to live your life and make your own decisions. And at 18 years old, that's pretty damn scary. I know it was with mine. I mean, my first day away, I was at Penn State Erie campus, and I remember it was the end of August 1986, and we all went off to college, my buddies. Some people left earlier than others. Some people left later. I left around the end of August to go to Penn State, and I remember the first night, I didn't know what to do. It's 10 o'clock at night. I was in my own. I lived in off-campus housing with three other guys I had just met. Actually, two other guys I just met. One was from Long Island. The other one was from right around Erie, PA, but he lived off campus. Another guy was a buddy of mine from high school. And so the four of us were in this house, and I remember we were just kind of sitting around talking, and I felt as if I had to call my mom to check in, to let her know that everything's okay. And I just left her. She was crying on the front step when I left our house in Bradford, Pennsylvania. My brother Jim and my brother Bernard took me to school for the very first time. And I was the last kid, youngest of eight, going away. That was it. All mom's kids now. We're grown up out of the house. I thought she'd be dancing a jig, man. But she was sobbing on the front porch. Look, you know, your last kid, your youngest, your baby goes away. And I did. I walked up to the Country Fair, which is a mini mart convenience store. One of those gas station convenience stores. And I used a payphone. And if those of you that don't know what a payphone is, please don't tweet me, okay? Payphones were the rage. It was 10 cents back in the day to use a payphone. And I called mom. And I called a collect, actually. Remember that? Using a collect call? Guys, we didn't have cell phones in the 80s, okay? I didn't have my first cell phone until 1993. And it was 25 cents a minute for a call. And it was like 40 cents a minute for an incoming call, and it was like a dollar a minute on roaming, which, you know, if you weren't in the network of the provider, holy cow. Think about how much times has changed, man. So I called home, and, you know, I just felt compelled. I had to call my mom and check in, and it was 10 o'clock at night, and she was still upset that I was gone and off to college, but she got over it. I got over it real quick because I don't recall calling home again ever the rest of my life to check in. I was like, wow, this is great. But the bad thing was I discovered at an early age of 18 years old, my freshman year of college, this whole freedom thing. And I made decisions to go to however many parties I could squeeze into my active social calendar. Now, my academic calendar wasn't nearly as full. And I realized also that if I missed class, nobody cared. I mean, the teacher cared because they took attendance. It was still a small enough campus, a few thousand people. It was an off-branch campus of Penn State at the time. And the plan was to go there for a year or two and then go down to Penn State main campus in State College, Pennsylvania. Never quite made it that far, though, unfortunately. Dropped out after my sophomore year. But this whole thing about personal responsibility, man, I was a freshman in college, and I realized real quick, ain't nobody checking in on me. If I want to skip every single class, which I ended up doing my sophomore year, last semester, and just dropping out of college altogether, freedom was too big of a bite out of the apple for me, man. I had to go do it. And that seems like a good place to stop part one of our three-part series today, The Thief in Your Mind. Part two, ready for you. See you over there. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.